This week on Trending Mobile Technology, we hit the Microsoft Developer Conference. Microsoft Office hits iOS and the Android market. The next advancement in Apple versus Samsung versus Google. And this week, the Naked Movement. Get your mind out of the gutter, folks. Trending Mobile Technology, episode 79, starts now. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. It is time for another round of Trending Mobile Technology. This is episode 79, hosted right here on TrendingTopicsNetwork.com. As always, I am your mobile host, Piper the DJ, and you can find me. The best place is on Google Plus under the handle Piper the DJ, or reach out to me via email, PiperTheDJ@gmail.com. Now, if you think about it, social media with everything except Facebook, you can find the handle PiperTheDJ on Twitter. You can find it, not really too awful much, but anyhow, the handle is mine. Okay, I am the only PiperTheDJ out there. PiperTheDJ, all one word, and you can get a hold of me right here, generally, TrendingTopicsNetwork.com. Big shout outs going out to everybody who's taken an interest in my brand new show, Game Face. That's the gamer podcast that gives you the other side of the gaming console. More information on that as the show continues. We're going to kick right off into it. Microsoft, big time in the news. Now, granted, I know I've been like every other week for the past couple weeks. Here's why. First, I was on spring break. Most of you know I am in college, well, university. And the strange thing is, I was on spring break, then there was a regular week, and then my boy was on spring break. So, obviously, I took a week off for my spring break, and then my boy was on spring break, and I took another week off because we went out, we did the family thing for a little bit. If you don't like it, I'm sorry, but, you know, I am a dedicated father and all that kind of good stuff. And so, I took another week off. But, we are back into the swing of things, and we are going to keep on moving just like that. Now, starting right off from the top, we're going to go ahead and get into it. Microsoft Developer Conference. Yes, Microsoft Developer Conference was earlier this week. And the biggest thing that brought them to the forefront, this is a story that posted up on Mashable 2 April. Headline citing, quote, "Want to build a Windows wearable? That'll be $0, please." Now, here's where it comes down. Those of you who know and who are fully functional in the Windows space and you're fans of Microsoft and all that other kind of good stuff, those of you who know how Microsoft operates, you're aware that when it comes to Microsoft and it comes to the way they do things and it comes to their functionality and it comes to them, I mean, they're a publicly traded company and the bottom line is they're looking to make a buck. So they charge $100 for an upgrade of the operating system, $200 for the non-spamware and all that. Anyhow, with the advancement of wearables, many technologists, by the way, do believe that the next step after the cell phone boom is wearables. Google's in the scene now. Pebble's been on the scene for a while. Samsung Gear. They've eliminated the Galaxy part. Samsung is trying. Now, granted, they are sucking big time. By the way, thank you very much, doctor. I spoke to one of my professors at a pretty good, considerable length earlier this week concerning wearables, and he gave me some valuable information. As a matter of fact, he contributed to one of my assignments. Beauty of being in university. Anyhow, moving on. So, wearables. Microsoft is stepping into the wearable scene. And according to this article, quote, "Microsoft has cut the price of Windows to zero for manufacturers to use on phones, devices with screens smaller than 9 inches, and the Internet of Things products such as smart TVs and wearables." Now, pause. The generic term, wearables, can be spread out to any device that you quote-unquote wear that is not your cell phone. Now, cell phones generally are running 4 to 5 inches in diagonal, okay? Tablets, 7, 8, 9 inches, etc. Wearables, they haven't actually come out and given an actual size or shape, and since Google announced Android Wear, the entire mobile technology space is on its ear. I mean, seriously, just for the simple fact that everything is totally different and things are getting switched around and, you know, it's innovating, okay? Things are changing. Things are moving forward. So when Microsoft makes wearables available, when Microsoft makes their operating system for wearables available at no cost for a device, quote, less than 9 inches. Okay, now, where are we going with this? Okay, screen smaller than 9 inches and the Internet of Things. This means, like, thermostats. This means, like, TV controllers. This means, like, smaller computers, portable computers, all that kind of good stuff. This means things that are going to be the next step in mobile computing. Now, pause 1 second. I need to back up just a little bit. For the longest time, I have been an advocate against Microsoft because I've held a prejudice against Microsoft for the longest time because of the stupid, crazy crap that they've done in years past. Now, I want people to understand. I need people to understand. People should understand because of shows like this podcast and conversations I've had with people with like Mr. Old School and people that I've had like Joe from Chicago, etc. I have been given opportunity to be enlightened. Am I saying that Microsoft is good? No, I'm not. Okay, don't get me wrong. Microsoft has its place. Just like everything else that's out there in the technical world, Microsoft has its place, just like Google has its place, Apple has its place, iOS has its place, Android has its place, BlackBerry has its place. Every operating system has its place. Every operating system has its functionality, what it does, how it works. All right? But this right here, Microsoft making their operating system free for, quote, wearables, this is a very big thing. This makes my eyebrows go way up. This is something that I'm really going to keep my eyes on, just for the simple fact that the last paragraph in this article cites, quote, the Internet of Things is a nascent field, but it's beginning to take shape, most recently with Google's announcement of Android Wear operating systems for wearables. Microsoft equivalent will be the Windows for the Internet of Things, which the company showed a preview in its Build Developer Conference. Now, Software Developer Kit, or SDK, is supposed to be released sometime spring 2014. Now, with the weather being crazy and psychotic like it's been for the past many weeks here in the good old United States, when is actually spring? Well, April showers bring May flowers bring pilgrims, I guess, or something like that. Anyhow, so we're supposed to be in spring theoretically right now. This is April, right? So May, maybe, I don't know. But we're, okay, so Microsoft in the wearable space. This, making this SDK available to everybody to put on whatever they want for free is a great thing. Pause 1 second. I was discussing this with one of the graduate assistants in one of my classes. He's like, you know what I really want? I want Back to the Future 2, where you can just snap the jacket, push the button, and it dries itself. We're talking a step beyond that, okay? We're talking unitards, body monitors. We're talking the ability to be able to manage oneself remotely or monitor oneself remotely with the use of your cell phone. I mean, they've got the contact lenses to help diabetics now, right? So why can't you have a jacket, pair of pants, shoes, socks? Hey, Your feet are getting too hot. I'm going to cool them off. Hey, it's getting wet down here. You're going to get blisters. You know, is that a little out there, too far, outrageous? Maybe, yeah, kind of, sort of. But we're on the way. Think back, folks. Star Trek. Take your pick. You want the original TOS, Next Generation, Deep Space Nine, Enterprise? I don't really know. But Voyager, for sure. In sick bay, what did they have? They had the bio beds. You lay down and all the little beep, 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 right? What about this? Why not be able to go to the doctor with whatever problem, have them throw a blanket over you that's loaded with these operating systems, these wearable operating systems, whether it be Microsoft, Android, it doesn't matter. And it can diagnose what's going on and then sync up with your computer or your smart device, or where it can automatically know, hey, Piper the DJ's laying on his bed, he's unresponsive. Who do we notify? Next of kin is phone number on file, email on file, boom. Now, is that getting a little creepy? Some people might say yes. I look at this and say, this has advantage. I've been doing a lot of experimenting with NFC, near field communication. Think back a few months ago when Samsung had their thing going on and, hey, Daddy, we made a video for you to watch on the plane. Boop. Then Mom comes out, I made a video for you too. Boop. Don't watch that one on the plane. Dad's all flustered, right? You know what I'm saying? Okay, NFC tags. Now, being the security geek and the individual that I am, I'm always looking for ways to make security easier. Now, I've got a PIN code on my device, on all my devices, actually. But, see, they make these NFC tags, and because I'm rooted and because I'm ROMed, I have abilities, certain of abilities that might not be available to everybody else. But one thing that I can do with NFC tags is I can set it to where as long as a particular tag is close enough to my device, it'll remain unlocked. And if it doesn't, it'll automatically power down and lock, or screen off and lock. But, see, here's the thing. If I wear this tag, like, close to a watch, and understand, NFC, at least on my device, which is, by the way, in an OtterBox, remember, because I do work in a factory, I go to college. So the range on this NFC tag is give or take 6 inches. All right? So understand that. I carry my Note 2 on my right hip. So if I wear this NFC tag on a watch, to be like a watch, actually, I could reach back, grab my phone. By the time I grab my phone, it enters that 6-inch proximity. It can unlock. I can draw my phone, hit the power button. It'll power on, scan the tag, unlock itself. Off I go, right? Flip side to that, switch hands with my phone and move the hand that's got the tag away. Phone automatically locks, powers off. Doesn't power down, because obviously it's just going to go to sleep, or it can't power down because that would just be pointless, but it'll go back to sleep. Screen will shut off, all that kind of good stuff. So, you know, NFC, this wearable step, and I know that was a huge tangent, and I'm bringing it back, just bear with me. NFC plus wearables. Wearables introduces trusted Bluetooth to a point where a trusted Bluetooth device, as long as it's paired to the device, which give or take 30 feet, as long as that device is in range of that Bluetooth device, it will remain in a whatever state, whether it be unlocked, awake, on the charger, what, you know, whatever. Many different things. Wearables, as it stands, are currently looking to be paired via Bluetooth. Now, that could change with the advancements of Wi-Fi Direct, various things of that nature. But, you know, what are we going to do with this technology? I mean, trusted Bluetooth, people are having problems with it because they're discovering that Bluetooth can be hacked rather easily. Have I run into something like that? No, because I do use an encryption, you know. But, I mean, and then tap to pay, which is another form of NFC. So where does this all take place? I mean, you know, we've got the wearables. We're talking about the blanket in the hospital. We're talking about the contact lenses for diabetics. We're talking about various other things, Microsoft being made available. So, I mean, and then flip it over on its ear, Microsoft being available in the wearable scene, notifications. So first question we have to ask, how is this going to be available and what is this going to be used for? Question number one would be, if Microsoft were to get into the wearable, I mean, they've opened it up. The SDK is open up to anybody that has the creativity to do this. Do I have the creativity to do this? No, I don't. But there's somebody out there that's going to pick this up and is going to go with it. Now, the question that we have to ask, is this going to be available to only Microsoft? Or is this going to be available to iOS, Android, etc., any type of mobile device? So with all this, the next question that we have to ask ourselves is, are we moving toward a cross-platform mobile operating system? Just for the simple fact that also at the recent developer conference, Microsoft also announced universal Windows apps that work across PCs, phones, tablets, and Xbox One. Now, those of you that have been following Xbox One know that it is built in with three operating systems. It's got the Windows operating system, it's got the Xbox One operating system, and it's got Windows Mobile 8 built into it. Windows Mobile 8.1, by the way, is soon to be released here very soon, as soon as the other carriers get their mobile sauce on it. So, what is Microsoft looking to do? Are they looking to advance, create, innovate, design a cross-platform operating system? I mean, you think about it. After all, last week, 2 weeks ago, something like that, they just released Microsoft Office on the iOS and Android market platforms available. I mean, without problems. Now, some people believe it's a little bit too late. I'm one of those. I mean, OpenOffice is on Android. OpenOffice is on iOS. OpenOffice is on Linux. That's does exactly what I need it to do, and all that kind of good stuff. So, you know, I support the developer the developer community. I support it. Do I like to see advancements and developments in technology? I love it. Why do you think I do this podcast? Because it gives me the opportunity to watch the technology and keep an eye on things as they progress. I mean, I've talked about Moore's Law, how things get smarter and better and move forward. This is it. I mean, Microsoft opening up their SDK saying, hey, you out there, all of you who want it, you want to put it on a wearable? Okay, here. And they're saying go for it. Good thing, bad thing, ugly thing, I don't know. There's still a lot of variables that are up in the air. The biggest thing that a lot of people are wanting to keep an eye on right now, though, is the simple fact that Android Wear is still in the work. Now, many people on the flip side of that, they're saying Apple's got to make a move. We got to hear something about the iWatch very, very soon. If we don't, there's going to be problems. I don't think that's, I mean, there is still plenty of people that are out there that are diehard Apple that as soon as the iWatch even considers or thinks about getting announced, they're going to go crazy. People are going to be lining up for this, whether it be the iWatch, iWear, whatever it is. Many people are thinking it's going to be the iWatch, though. Okay? Is it in all actuality? I don't know. But it could be pretty interesting to see what Apple has going to do and what they're going to move forward with next. So what are we going to see out of the Microsoft camp? I think it's a little too soon to tell. I really do. But this, seeing them make this step, seeing, and now understand, I have a feeling Microsoft did this more out of necessity than out of desire. Because if they're not careful, they're going to wind up getting lost in this one. I mean, Android's already got a big step on them. Pebble's already got big steps ahead of them. Galaxy Gear, well, it's Samsung. What do you expect? They want to be Apple, and the closer they can get to be Apple, the happier they'll be. But that's all aside, because the bottom line is Microsoft is kicking this door in saying, hey, don't forget about us. Apple, what are they going to do? Many people know, and Apple fanatics know, and a lot of people out there who are familiar with the Apple community know that whatever Apple does with this is going to be sexy. People are going to like it. People are going to want it. People are going to desire it. They're going to go without meals and spend money and all this other kind of stuff to make themselves or get this device. Not a big deal, okay? That's the way it always works out with Apple. We've seen it for years with Apple. I mean, the iPhone, first, what, three iterations of the iPhone? Prime example. First iteration of the iPad. Prime example. It's just the way it works out. That's the way it happens. Is that the way it's going to continue on? I don't think so. But, you know, we might be able to get something interesting, maybe? I don't know. I mean, it's going to go places, okay? And Microsoft is keeping themselves on board to see what happens. Now, good thing, bad thing, ugly thing, I don't know. It's going to depend on compatibility and the user interface, because everybody knows in the wearable space, everybody doesn't know in the wearable space because everybody doesn't have a wearable, but I've ranted plenty of times that if I have a wearable, for me to get into this service, it's got to be able to operate and give me the information that I want it to give me. So if I get a wearable and it just dings and says, you've got mail, you've got a text message, bend over and scratch your ass, I don't care. No, it's got to give me the information. The reason why Android Wear is so exciting to me is because it's Google Now on my wrist. Some people are saying they don't give a shit about that. I look at that and say, I give a shit. You want to know why? Because Google Now gives me the notifications that I want, that I need to make it through my day to survive. It tells me when my wife sends me a text message. It tells me when I'm missing an email from Mr. Old School. It tells me when a calendar event that I have scheduled, it gives me a proper reminder. The user interface is compatible with my lifestyle. If the user interface is not there, I have no use for it. Microsoft opening their software developer kit to anybody and everybody gives them an opportunity to tweak that software developer kit. We already know that when Apple releases whatever they're going to release, it's just going to work. It's going to be sexy, and people are going to love it. Am I going to love it? I don't know. I need to suspend my disbelief for a moment and wait until this actually comes out. Do I think that they need to get something out in the next 6 weeks? No. Do I think they need to get something out by Worldwide Developer Conference, which is the Apple Developer Conference? Yes, they need to have something. Because Android Wear is going to be hitting shelves, I'm going to guess, make an educated guess, and say by Christmas 2014, Android Wear is going to be on a market someplace. And if Apple doesn't hurry up, they're going to get left on this. Whether theirs is, they have the diehard fan base, or it's going to be super sexy or what, it's not going to matter. They've got to do this, otherwise they're not going to make it. Samsung versus Apple. Of course, it's Apple versus Samsung. They're going after Samsung again, citing they need more money or citing that there's more infringements. But Samsung kicked back and said, yeah, you're coming after us, but what you're actually coming after us about is stuff that Google has done. These are infringements on your operating system made by Google, and Google is what our template is under or from. So is it Apple versus Samsung or Apple versus Google? We don't know yet because in the past 3 weeks or, well, 2 weeks, there's only been one posting about this and no ruling. But they're going on with jury selection. So I'm guessing, I don't know. Folks, I really don't know because this has been something. I mean, those that have read the Steve Jobs biography, the story of Steve Jobs, know he said it before he passed. It was his dying wish. This is what we're going to do. If we have to spend all our money, every last dime, we will go after the individuals that steal our patents and our copyrights. This includes Samsung. This includes Google, Microsoft, whatever. I mean, we all know, those of us in the community, understand and know that Windows came from somewhere. We all know that Android came from somewhere. We all know that iOS came from somewhere. We all know that all the operating systems came from someplace else. Are they infringement on another? Not really, because they've been around for a while, and everybody in every other community in the technology world knows that you can borrow up to a certain point. Past that point, then it starts turning into copyright infringement. It's just like sampling used to be back in the 80s and 90s. You could take up to 7 seconds of a song, and it went crazy. I mean, Under Pressure started out by Queen, but was it really Under Pressure? I mean, I say that to a lot of people. Like, ooh, Vanilla Ice, Ice Ice Baby. Take it back about 15 years. You're talking about Under Pressure by Queen. Sampling. They borrowed like 7 seconds of the song to make it theirs. Microsoft does it. Apple does it. Google does it. They borrow back and forth. Is it actually stealing? No, but I'm sure some lawyer's getting paid an awful lot of money to switch things around. You know, moving forward, to be honest, folks, it's been going on for years. Samsung wants to be Apple. In my opinion, it wouldn't faze me one bit if the two of them wound up joining forces. The number one and number two providers of technology in the world joining forces under a unified banner. Now, yeah, raise your eyebrows at that. I mean, they fight back and forth like brother and sister. Why not? It's a soap opera, folks. If you're interested in this, there's more information out there on the web. You know, I'm looking at this saying, okay, Samsung versus Apple again. But the problem is, Apple is getting sloppy here because they're going after Google as a result of going after Samsung, saying it's operating system. So then you have to look at this a little bit further and think, okay, wait a minute. Is this the Android operating system or is this Tizen? You know, I mean, Tizen actually hasn't fully made a launch yet, but it's getting there. I mean, Galaxy Gear 2. No, Samsung Gear 2, sorry, has gotten itself to a position where it's running Tizen and is supposed to be doing a lot better for their wearables. I don't know. Lots of things going on. Samsung wants to be Apple, of course, but they're never going to have Steve Jobs, and no one can deliver a keynote like Jobs. We all know that. We've talked about that I don't know how many times. So Samsung versus Apple versus Google. The love triangle, right? The three of them doing what they do. It's going to move on. Someone's going to get in trouble. Maybe they'll pay in nickels this time. I don't know. Anyhow, iTunes fans that are out there. Now, those of you in the Google Mobile Services environment, GMS, you know that Google services on an iOS device aren't really the most effective. They're not the most appreciated. They're not the most, functional. I mean, I've said it I don't know how many times. My iPad, you know, Gmail app, Google Drive, Chrome, it doesn't work the best. I prefer to use it in the Android environment. So why did Apple put iTunes on the Android Play Store? This story coming off the iPod website. iTunes and Android, what works and what doesn't. Cited 2 April 2014. Now, many people are iTunes fans. Okay, many people utilize iTunes because of DRM, proprietary, remote wipe, remote options, etc. I'm not an iTunes fan. I don't buy stuff through iTunes, to be completely honest. I'll buy it off of Amazon because it's a little bit cheaper, even if I want to. And if I don't want to, well, then I don't. It's not one of those things that I have to have. I don't, you know, it just, anyhow. Article goes on. While deciding to buy an Android device rather than iPhone might appear to be turning your back on the iPhone iTunes ecosystem, iTunes offers a lot of appealing things that can tempt the Android user. Music, movies, apps, iTunes application itself. Some Android users may want to use iTunes. The question is, between iTunes and Android, what works and what doesn't? Pause. So what works? You can get video on demand. iPhone apps on Android? No. But you can get iTunes on Android. You can get the music library. All this. Which doesn't make any darn sense because Apple or Google has Play Music. So we've got Samsung Milk. We've got Spotify. We've got Pandora. We've got all these music streaming. Now we've got iTunes on Android for streaming. Doesn't make any sense to me. Not sure. Here in the near future, folks, I got this aching feeling that somebody's going to announce that all these little mobile operating systems are going to be cross-platform. They're all going to go together, and it's just going to depend on whether you want the home version, the executive version, the pro version. Much similar to the way that Microsoft operates their Windows desktop systems. I don't know. I was thinking about this, and I was like, man, really? I don't know. What are you going to do, right? Are they going to be cross-platform? And then that'll put to rest Microsoft versus Google versus Apple. Do I see that happening? Yes, I see it happening. Do I want to see it happen? No. Why? Because I kind of like my Android. Now, granted, my faith in Android has been shaken a little bit, but you got also got to understand, I like arguing with old school. I mean, it just... Good luck taking my Note 2 out of my hand, because I have yet to find a device that can keep up. I don't think, you know, despite the rave reviews that I'm getting from everybody concerning the new Windows devices, I don't think it would be able to keep up with me. Because I'm launching missiles out of NORAD, I'm having all those extra whatever I'm doing, all right? And I'm trying to get old school lineup to where he can pop in and give some and gloat some more about his Windows device, and that'll happen when it happens and do what it does. But the bottom line comes to, what do you want your device to do? I mean, Joe said it best. Apps aren't that important to him, and he does real good with his Windows device. Old school said it too. He said early adopters, you know, if you're new into this space and it's something that you want to work, it'll work. Okay, I don't really need that type of security. I don't really need all the extra stuff that Windows Mobile offers. I mean, I'm a little bit outside of that. Am I due to upgrade anytime soon? Yeah, sometime in the next year or so. Am I going to? I don't know. I kind of like my Note 2. I do. Granted, the technology is getting old. A lot of the ROMs that used to be getting updated once a month, they're not really getting updated anymore because the Note 3 is out. Samsung is starting to get a little proprietary with their SaaS. What are you going to do, right? So, where am I getting with all this? Well, cross-platform applications. Office is cross-platform. Microsoft, iOS, Android. They all work together now. Build an app here, send it there, edit it here, collaborate there. Google Drive, same thing, but the user interface and the user experience between the three different operating systems is different. So the bottom line is, of course, every operating system is going to give the leg up to their applications. We get that. It's going to give the semi-rigid steel shaft to the others. But it's still going to be functional. So they're still working cross-platform. iTunes is available on Microsoft, and now it's available on Android. People are finding ways to get the Play Store everywhere. I mean, they all get their applications in some way, shape, or form. Wearables? They're getting flexible, folks. They're getting movable. Something's got to tie all these operating systems together in some way, shape, or form, besides cloud resources. Outside of wearables, I think that's the next step. I really do. How soon it's going to happen, I don't know, but it's going to wind up being one operating system to rule them all. Everything's going to be universal. It's all going to be cross-platform. The term that old school uses all the time is ubiquity. Ubiquitous networking. It's got to work from one to the next to the next to the next to the next. It's got to work all the way across. It's got to work. And that is the way that it moves forward from there. I mean, it's just all there is to it, folks. I don't know how else to say it, but it's coming. Something, and next week I might totally change my tune, but something tells me we're getting close. It's all going to change, and it's all going to be cross-platform, and it's all going to be the same. Somebody's going to be in charge, and it's way out of my pay grade, but as things continue on, they're going to continue to get exciting. Last story I'm going to jump into, it's an article that I received from J.R. Raphael not too long ago. He was asked, quote, "What type of case do you use?" Unquote. Now, many of you know I swear by OtterBox. I have for years. Actually, a lot of cases are coming out nowadays where they're water resistant, like 5 feet for 30 minutes, 10 feet for 30 minutes, something like that. Is to protect your phone from the rain or drinks of water, drops in the tub, takes a shower with it. Maybe you're, you know, got your device in the shower with you. J.R. Raphael was asked what type of case he used, and he said, quote, "None." He is a member of a quickly growing movement referred to as the Naked Movement. This is the movement of users who carries their devices around that doesn't have it in a case. Now, pause one moment. Would I consider participating in this movement? No. Why? I work in a factory. I utilize public transit. I drop my phone on average twice a day. Twice a day on the hard concrete. Now, I'm 6 foot tall. So if I'm looking at my phone and it falls, you're talking 6 foot. Eventually, that screen is going to crack. Eventually, that device is going to be rendered inoperable because I'm dropping it so much. So the OtterBox is for the device's own good. The belief of the folks that are participating in the Naked Movement is this. The devices are made out of pretty outsides. Screens are getting more durable, etc. So why would I want to hide it? Why would I want to hide it? I want to hide it because when I take this thing out of the case, it looks brand new. Or it looks the same as I bought it. Now, is this a problem to me? No, it isn't. I've talked to a few other people too. My biggest pet peeve walking around in this society that we live in, or that I walk in, is seeing people that have these $500, $600, $700 devices with a cracked screen. Oh my goodness, that's irritating. Am I saying that I'm the most gentle individual with my device? No. My wife, I got her an HTC One, the first version, the M7, for Christmas. She's got it in OtterBox. She refused to do anything with the device until she had a case for it. I didn't even have to tell her what type of case or make a suggestion because she's heard me go on and on and on and on and on about OtterBox. She's like, "I ordered the OtterBox for my phone today so I can use it." I'm like, "What? You haven't been using it yet?" She's like, "No, because I'm scared I'm going to drop it." Which, to each their own. I mean, the OtterBox was the first accessory I bought for my Note 2. Did I carry it around with me? Yeah, I used it, but I was very careful with it. Now I'm a little bit more careless with it. I mean, even though it is a couple years old now, but still, I don't want to be stuck with the need to buy a new device because I've broken this one. So, you know, Naked Movement. Is that you? Is it not? Hit me up. Shoot me an email. Shoot me a tweet. Pipe the DJ. Whatever. Let me know what you think about the Naked Movement. Do you need a case? Do you prefer a case? Do you put a case on your device for peace of mind? I mean, that's primarily the thing. I got no problem putting this in my back pocket, walking around with it in my hip pocket because I wear cargo pants all the time. But I do it more for the protection of the device. And once again, it comes down to, what do you want your device to do? What do you want it to be able to do? What do you want it to be able to not do? Have I found a problem with my device since putting it in the case? No, I haven't. The functionality of my device in an OtterBox is the same as if it would be out of an OtterBox. Now, granted, if it freezes and I got to pop the battery, then it's instead of it being a one-step process, it's a five-step process. But I'm cool with that. Why? Because I know in this case, my device is safe. Now, some people with deeper pockets, they like to be able to, you know, show off their device. Hey, is that the new whatever? Why, yes, it is. See how pretty it is? Look at how fun and how sleek and better built this device is. But as soon as there's a crack across that screen or a dent in the corner or something of that nature, then what are you going to do? That would hurt for me, frankly, but that's just me. That's just my opinion. And, you know, to each their own, I suppose, in its own way, right? But the bottom line is, what do you want your device to be able to do? And I ask that with an open mind. Because Microsoft is making advancements and improvements. iOS is continuing to make advancements and improvements. Androids continue making advancements and improvements. BlackBerry, I don't know yet. We still haven't figured out what's up with them. But we're working on it. Because the bottom line is, BlackBerry hasn't closed up shop yet. Strangely enough. Are they going to? I don't know. I doubt it. They're going to be around a while. They've been around for a while. They're going to continue on. They're going to continue to do what they're going to do, what they want to do. And if they do eventually sell, they're going to sell in a good way. They're going to ride off into the sunset with all their good things. I mean, I've barked against Microsoft for a very long time. But look at what they're doing. They're coming around and they're making some good moves. Good thing, bad thing, ugly thing. Only time will tell, but with the advancements of technology, things are getting exciting in this industry again. Stay tuned, folks. We got more stuff coming up. Plenty, 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 plenty. Make sure you're checking out TrendingTopicsNetwork.com. We got lots of new stuff. Well, not lots of new stuff, but lots of great stuff. Split decision if you like the MMA. Spanish announce table if you like WWE and TNA. Trending mobile technology to keep you up to date on the new things, Microsoft, Android, iOS, and BlackBerry. Old school to movies, checking out the weekly box office. And Game Face, where I break down the other side of the gaming console. Any questions or whatnot, just tune in, check it out, see what you think. And if you have questions or comments, let me know. Shoot me an email, pipethedj@gmail.com. From all of us, all of you on the mobile scene, I am Pipe of the DJ, and this has been episode 79. I'm taking a bite out of the mobile space. Good night.